Okay, left off discussing, it's an important detail, the mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah of Chalitza, to what extent we really consider Chalitza to be a mitzvah. What would the other option be? Maybe one could argue that, what do you mean? Clearly, mitzvah Yibum Kodemes, the desire of the Torah is Lakim Shem Lachim Hameis, and if a person refuses to go in to do so, so yes, you have to sever the Zika, but maybe Chalitza is Materis, it should be understood as a Matir, not necessarily as a mitzvah. So the Chiddush of the Rambam, a mitzvah of Chalitza and an independent mitzvah of Chalitza. And the Rambam writes, that's what you see from the Lashon of Chazal, the Mishnah Bechoros and Daf Yud Gimel. If indeed what we have in our Sugya Daf Gimel, that mitzvahs Yibum, Kodemis, the mitzvahs Chalitza, and Abasho, who somehow seems certainly to disagree, but there's a mitzvah of Yibum, a mitzvah of Chalitza. Because indeed, maybe one could argue that now, the purpose of Chalitza simply is to resolve the Zika in order to allow the woman to go ahead and to remarry. And in fact, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches mentions that when it comes to a melech, lo chotzen lishto, and Rashi said, on Daf Yud Tesem Abeis, mipnei shasur li nase, because why would you do Chalitza? Which driving Chalitza is simply to allow her to remarry. And if the halacha is that part of the emes hamelech is that the eshes melech does not remarry, so in such a case, why indeed would chalitza be done? The Rosh Hashanah is bothered. Why would it be done? Because there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of chalitza, irrespective of the fact that, yes, that chalitza is materis, but there's a mitzvah. Is there any indication clearly a mitzvah? I suggest that we look in the Sikkim Kedushin, and Daf Yadal Amar Aleph, clearly that's the assumption. Clearly that's the assumption of the Gemara. Because the Gemara is bothered. The Mishnah says that once Chalitza occurs, that you know what? The Yavama is Kones Atzma, meaning she's allowed to go ahead and to marry another. Marry another. The Gemara says, Minolam. How do you know? How do you know what? How do you know that there's a Parsh of Chalitza? There's a Parsh of Chalitza. That's the question of the Gemara. No, how do you know that Al Yidei Chalitza, a woman is Muteres Lashok? And if you're going to ask me, well, if she's Asur Lashuk, why in the world would you do Chalitza? You know what the clear answer is? That it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It would not be absurd to assume that you have to do Chalitza, but Chalitza does not allow her to marry anyone else. How do we know that that is a fact, that Chalitza is Materes? Oh, Agzeres HaKosuv. The Nikra Shmo B'Yisrael. You know what that means? As a result of Chalitza, Hutra L'chol Yisrael. But wow, clear in the Gemara. The Gemara assumed that Chalitza, no doubt, is a mitzvah. A mitzvah. What we have to discuss, of course, is what about the Maskana? Now that the Gemara says, Hutra L'chol Yisrael, can one revisit and say, you know what? Maybe not only is the Chiddush of the Gemara that Chalitza is Materis, but maybe one can argue Chalitza is only Materis, only Materis. Well, and that we're after learning the Masechta, fascinating, fascinating deal. But we did leave off with the following. The Chiddush of Rabbi Chanan, that seemingly that there are two different ha'aras that Tosfos has, and Rabbi Chanan writes that, you know what, these are incompatible, because these are the two days and Tosfos, a Tosfos and Ksuvas and Av Samach Dalam and Aleph, and that's where Tosfos says the following, that even though there is a sugya, a few blood earlier, Samach Hamad Aleph, Kfi al HaMitzvos, we're not going to go ahead and force a person to go ahead and to do so. If you know what, if the Baal and the Avama, one of the things, right? And therefore, you know what? They're not interested in Yibum, nor are they interested in Chalitza. Ein Kofinosan. Ein Kofinosan. Why exactly would that be? Of Ein Kofinosan. Rabbi Chanan writes, isn't that an indicator that Chalitza is Materis? Is Materis? And if there is no interest in that Heters in such a case, one doesn't have to take advantage then of the Chalitza. But Rabbi Chanan writes, that's against the Tosus and Nidandav, some of Avmebeis. Where the Tosus and Ida makes a fascinating distinction. You know, when you look through various institutions in the Torah, there are mitzvos, but there are things that are not necessarily considered to be a classic mitzvah, although it is something that is necessary to be machshir, to be metayer, a person is tamei. Al yidei tefillah b'mikvah, he becomes tahor. Does that necessarily mean that there's a mitzvah tefillah? Maybe the Torah can contain certain devices, certain tools, certain mechanisms that are indeed necessary, but maybe it's not considered to be a typical mitzvah. Well, Shechita, for example, is that a typical mitzvah? Or, Tosus and Shuas Chavdalet, that Shechita is Materis. There's Nisr Nevela, there's Nisr of Eva Menachai, there's Nisr of Eno Zavuach. You know what? So, if you want to partake, Shechita indeed is necessary. Is it so obvious that means it's a mitzvah, Shechita, in the classic sense? Tosus writes, Vizavachta is not a mitzvah, but rather it's an Isser Esse. If you eat an animal without Shechita, you're going to violate not only the law of Nevela, but you're going to violate Vizavachta. The Torah says, do Shechita. So it's a violation of a law of Nevela. It's a violation of an essay of Vizavachta Kasher Tzivi Sicha. So the Torah has cases where, of course, this is necessary in order to. But does that necessarily argue that is considered to be an absolute bona fide mitzvah? L'may nafkamina? Oh, so Tosus writes, it's a stunning yourself. You know what I think a nafkamina would be? L'chatchilin b'dieved. Because Tosus writes an incredible yourself. When it comes to mitzvahs, you know what? It's not just one measure, one size fits all. Two people can do a mitzvah, and you know what? He's doing it with such passion, with such enthusiasm. Mitzvah namuvchar, that's a greater kiyum. And person B, not necessarily true. Yesterday's mitzvah, I did incredibly. Today's mitzvah, I kind of got by. No? When it comes to mitzvahs, there's a hierarchy. There's a mitzvah namuvchar. There's lechatchila b'dieved. So Tosa says, don't be surprised if there's a concept of lechatchila and b'dieved when it comes to mitzvahs. So for example, if a person is offering a mincha, lechatchila, a person should go in and thoroughly blend the solesh and the shemen. If bidyeved, you didn't do so, the mincha is still considered to be a mincha ksher, as long as it's rayu labila, as long as the proportions are such. Ah, that's the chiddush of Reb Zeir. What about when it comes, for example, to cases of tefillah? Because Tosus asked that obvious question. If and really there is lechatchila and bidyeved, and Rayu Labila is only Bidyevit, but Lechatchila you need the actual positioning of, the halacha should be, when you're Tovel and Mikvah, open your mouth, let all the water rush in, that would be the best way to be Tovel. Bidyevit, as long as you don't have a Chatzitz, it's good, but Lechatchila, and that's not the halacha. Why are we willing to argue that, you know what, it's enough not to have a Chatzitza, where normally Rayu Lakach is a Din Lechatchila? Oh, so Tosa says there's a world of difference between tvila as opposed to hakravas amincha. A mincha is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Embrace the mitzvah with the most passion, enthusiasm. There's the chatchila b'zdiyavim. But you know what? If the goal of tvila is to become tahar, if that tvila facilitates tahara, you've accomplished your goal. You've accomplished your goal. Wow. That's an important chiddush that Tosa writes. Number one, it's important on its face. Number two, it's very important for us because of the examples that Tosas gives. Tosas says, the same is true when it comes to chalitza. Chalitza like what? Like tefillah or like a mincha? Like a mincha. Chalitza is a mitzvah. And therefore, you have to perform chalitza ba'ofen hamuvchar. And even though, you know, we're going to learn that certain things are not essential b'dieved when it comes to chalitza, that's a real b'dieved. But lechatchila, do the mitzvah b'shlemusa. The mitzvah b'shlemusa, chalitza requires chalitza and rakika and kriya saparsha, regardless of whether it's b'dieved or it's not. Whoa, Ster Tosos writes that beautiful, beautiful chiddush that, you know what, chalitza is on the side of an absolute mitzvah, and therefore, as a mitzvah amuvchar, you need rayu lakach, and you have to perform it in that way, not just simply in principle. In principle. I'll tell you a related chiddush of Ramban, not for us now, but be aware, Ramban and Chulin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the Ramban writes, the same thing is true when it comes to the sugya of Mitzvah Srichos Kavanah. Where the Ramban writes, imagine, for example, a person is Tovel and Mikvah, and you know what, he didn't have the proper Kavanah. Would you say, you know what, Kavanah is Li'ikuva in Tvila? Kavanah is Li'ikuva, but he's still Tameh. Because he didn't have in mind the mitzvah of. Or the Ramban writes, Shechita. A person shechs an animal, and he didn't have in mind the mitzvah srichos kavana of. You would say the animal is a nevela. The Ramban writes, when it comes to certain aspects of Avodas Hashem, you know what? Matzah, shofar, davening, kavana. When it comes to certain elements, what do you mean? Tfila, shchita, it's materes, it's machsheres, that heksha would be chal, even if kavan indeed is missing. But that's an important chiddush that Dosas writes. I'll just argue as follows. Something I wanted you to think about. Is it so obvious that those two Tosas are incompatible? That just because the Tosas says in Ksuvas and Daf Samach Dalid that we're not going to be kofa, we're not going to be kofa, does that always, we're going to have to learn more about kfiya. Whether kfiya applies to each and every type of mitzvah, each and every type of mitzvah. But maybe one could argue simply as follows. You know, if you look in the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss and Dvarim, in Mem Zayin, and here in the Shabbos, is Kriyas HaTorah, he quotes at Rabbi Chanan, and he writes the following. He doesn't think the whole Yisod is true. That, you know what, let's assume for argument's sake, if a person is not desirous of, the mitzvah doesn't apply. But when a person is desirous of, that means it's not a mitzvah. Is that whole Yisod true? The whole foundation, Rabbi Chanan's argument, that you know what, that if you're not interested in, it's not necessary. But when there is ratzon, it's just a neutral act. It's not considered to be a mitzvah. Is that really true? Is that really true? You know, Rashi writes, Rashi's pretty explicit in Gittin Dav Mem Zayin. This is a significant machlokes. There's a mitzvah of afreshos chumas and maisers. Well, isn't that clear? There's a mitzvah of Afrasha, there's a mitzvah of Nesina. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, the Rambam and Sefer mitzvahs counts it as two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Afrasha, there's a mitzvah of Nesina. You know what? I go ahead and I harvest my crop. You know what? What a bracha. Now, I have so much tevuah, I don't even know what to do with it. You know? I have tons and tons and tons and tons of tevuah. Let me ask you the following. Would you tell that person, I don't care what you intend to be, there's a mitzvah, you have to be mafresh. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh, chumas and maisros, even if you're not desirous of using the Torah. Rashi's mafurish, in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin, that if you don't intend to use the Torah, and you're satisfied with the kri remaining tevel, guess what? It's osur b'achila. Okay, but there's no such chiyu. That's what Rabbi Kveger writes in the first Simen Yenardea, in Simen Aleph, in Sivkot Nechav Zayin. And the Taz surprisingly disagrees. The Taz writes there, the first Simen Yenardea, Hilchos Shchita, Aleph Yezayin. The Taz writes there's a chiyuv to be mafresh, because there's a mitzvah safrasha, even if you do not intend to use the tefu at all. Wow, Rashi's mafurish, not that way. Rashi writes, it's tevel. Tevel is off limits. If you want to utilize it, you have to be mafresh. Would it be correct to say, oh, so according to Rashi, there's no mitzvah of afrasha? There's no mitzvah of nesina? Afrasha's chumas maisers is only a matir. Afrasha's chumas maisers is only materis as akri, and there's no element of a mitzvah at all. What's wrong with saying that, you know what, there's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah applies under certain conditions, certain tanaim. One tanai of the mitzvah sashrasha is use of the tefuah. And if you don't use the mat, I'll tell you something before Shema Chazanish. No? Shiloh HaKav, the Shabbos is Kriya Sator as well. Is there any requirement that you have to use the eggs? Does that factor in at all? I have no desire to use the chicks, the eggs, but you know what? There's a chiyuv. I have to shoo away the mother in order to take it. Or not. The Chazon Ish writes as a Dvar Pashut, take a look in your day, Kufayin Hay, that what the whole assumption is that you're going to use the beitzim. You want to use the beitzim, but you know what? The mother is hovering over. You should not go ahead and take the eggs with the mother there, so shoo away mother in order to go ahead and do so. Desirability of the froch and the beitzim is a condition of the mitzvah. And if there is no desirability, you know, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. Well, that's mafurish in the Sefer HaMakne, in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, that's mafurish in Chasam Sofer, in Arachayim in Simen Kuf, it's mafurish in Chazon Ish. It's not just a mitzvah to go ahead to shoo away. It means, you know what, you intend to go ahead and to use, but if you intend to use, this is how it's done. Imagine you'll tell a person, you know what you mean? That means that Shiloh HaKana is not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. It's just a matir. No. There's no steer necessarily of assuming that there could be an absolute mitzvah, a mitzvah, but the mitzvah has certain conditions and desirability of use of the kri, or use of the eggs, or in this case, a ratzon of yibum chalitza is considered to be part of the mitzvah of yibum chalitza, to the extent that if it's not, so maybe we would not indeed be kofet. This we'll have to discuss. The uniqueness of the mitzvah of yibum and the relationship of yibum and chalitza. This was simply just by way of hakdama. Today we have to start doing some of the groundwork. Our Mishnah tells us the following. Yibum, by definition, of course, is doch inishner of Ishasach. By essence, by definition, we'll have to see tomorrow Shir Kloli. What exactly is the mechanism by which Yibum is doch inishner of Ishasach? Okay. What happens if you have an additional listener? We're going to have to learn all these sukkahs, but our Mishnah. Let's assume, for example, you have not only the Isra Veshasach, but you have other arayos as well. Two brothers married two sisters. The mitzvah of Yibum have to be delcha, not only Eshasach, but even Achos Isha. So guess what? Our Mishnah tells us that is not true. There is no mitzvah of Yibum. And maybe one would have thought, okay, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, but perform chalitza. No, there's no Yibum, there's no chalitza. And our Mishnah says, it goes beyond. There's even a ptur tzoros. Even to a woman who is part of that bayis, who those problems don't exist. But in other words, in such a case, in the presence of in Isser Erva, no Yibum, no Chalitza, up to Tzaras. And the Mishnah lists, Chamesh Asri Nashim. One of those cases, and this is what Tosis discusses here at length, is Eshes Achiv Mi'imo, a maternal brother's wife. Eshes Achiv Mi'imo. Well, what exactly is the case? Very simply, right? Shimon has two half-brothers. He has a maternal brother, the Shirah Kamen mother, we'll call him Levi, a paternal brother, and that is Reuven. Good. In such an instance, Levi dies. There's no Yibum, that's a maternal brother. There's no Yibum, Levi dies. Reuven goes ahead and marries Levi's wife. They're strangers. And therefore, that's an absolute legitimate kedushin. So Reuven went ahead, married Levi's wife, and then Reuven dies. This woman has a double relationship to Shimon. On the one hand, after all, this woman was the wife of Reuven and also the wife of Levi. It is Eish Asachiv Mi'imo because Levi's wife. It was Eish Asachiv Me'aviv because of Reuven's wife. That's what the Mishnah tells us in such a case. Yibum is going to dochadisra of Eishesach me'av, but it's not dochadisra of Eishesachiv me'imo, and therefore no Yibum. Okay. Tosus makes just the following comment. We'll have to see again the significance of this Tosus. Tosus apparently, it's not explicit. Wow, not explicit. But Tosus begins, no, mashma. It's implied in the Mishnah that Eish Yisachiv Mimo is Nisakaris. Okay, well. And Tosos goes on to discuss, is that really true? Is there Nisakaris regarding a maternal brother's wife? So Tosos says, it's not black and white. We'll have to see why it is, why it's not. But mashma. You get the feel, no? The Mishnah indicates that this is true. Okay. So, what's the story? Now, is there in Sakaris when it comes to Eish Yisachiv Mi'imo? So, you read the continuation of Tosus, and to some extent, it's a little bit surprising. No? There are two parshios that describe Arayos Nisuridia. The Parsha of Achrimos, and then Parsha's Kedush. So if you look in Parsha's Achrimos, in Perek Yurches, Pasuk Tezayin, the Torah tells us the following. Ervas Eishas Achicha Lo Segale. You know what? That your brother's wife is off limits. It's off limits. Okay, clearly us. And there the Torah says that Esha Sachicha. Esha Sachicha presumably means Esha Sachicha. Whether it is Min Ha'av, Min Ha'em, the Torah just says Stam, right? A brother's wife. A brother's wife is forbidden. Is it explicit that there's Nisar Karis? I'll tell you the following. Explicit? I wouldn't say explicit. Perek Yurches Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk says that there's Nisarav Esha Sachicha, that's true. And then many, many psukim later. Pasuk Chavtes. There, Kol Asher Yasem, Mikol HaTavos Eilu, V'nichrisu HaNafashol Sosos Mikirav Amal. Karis. Karis is mentioned at the end of the Parsha. That certainly is true. Within the Parsha, the Torah mentions the Erva of Esha Sachicha. Okay. You walk away from Parsha Sachrimos pretty confident that Esha Sach, there's Nisar Karis. Ben Menahav and Ben Menahim, because the Pasuk mentions there's an Isra Eshasaf, and it doesn't say this, doesn't say that, Stam Eshasaf, and the Pasuk mentions Achiv Karis. Okay. Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, there the Torah reiterates, Parshas Achrimos typically is the Azhara. And Parshas Kedoshim tells you more granularly the Onesh. Why are both Parshios necessary? Typically speaking, the Isurim, we begin with Parshas Achrimos. And in Kedushin, the Torah mentions the consequence, the Onesh. Here in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah again revisits that there's an Isra of Eshesach, Isha Sheyikaches Eshesachi, Nidahi, Aririm Yehiyu. Ooh. They're mefurish. That when it comes to Isra Veshasach, you know what? That there's an Isra Karis. Aririm here. We'll see the details. Is that exactly the same as Karis? But clearly, right? A chiyuv of Karis. Aririm here. Okay. So interesting. You have the parsha of Achrimos that tells you this. Eshasachicha. You have the parsha of Kedoshim that stresses Eshasachim. And there is mefurish. Aririm here. Okay. Does this apply to Mina'av, Mina'im? The answer is yes. How do you know the answer is yes? So you know what I'm going to tell you? How do you know the answer is yes? Look, I just started learning Daf Beis. But you know what? Take a look at the sugya, and Daf Nun Hei. It's explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara says, black and white, that you know what? The pasuk of Ervas Eishes Achicha of Parshas Achrimos is referring to Eishes Ach Minaav as well as Eishes Ach Minaim. It's like Mefurish. It's Mefurish in Gemara. You know, you never learned Yavamas before, right? At least since you were born. Now, and all of a sudden, you learned Abayz, and you're not sure is there any Sakaris. You know, the answer is remember, right? Before you were born. Now, remember Dafnun Hei? And Dafnun Hei is Mefurish. There is an Isser Kares. Of Esha Sachmanayim, it's Mefurish. Okay? You know, it's funny, Tosas Mashma. What Mashma? It's Mefurish in Gemara. So Tosas is telling you something that our Mishnah implies what's Mefurish in the Braisa later. Okay, maybe. But it's Mefurish in the Gemara. It's a Braisa Mefureshes that this Rav Esha Sach applies Bimena Bimene. That's explicit. Oh, what's the problem? The problem is the Torah's coin. The Torah's Konim, Parshas Kedoshim, Yud Beis Ches. The Torah's Konim seems to disagree. Because the Torah's Konim is bothered by the following. Wait a second. When you look in Parshas Kedoshim, and in Parshas Kedoshim, that's where the Isser Kares Ariri is mentioned explicitly. When it comes to Isser Veshasach, there the Torah adds a couple of words. Nidahi. Why in the world? What do you mean, nidahi? If those words were not there, nidahi, what would I have not have known? What would have been lacking? Why does the Torah say nidahi? So that's the stunning drasha of the Torah's Kohanim. You know what nidahi means? Nida is an example of something which, at times yes, at times no. Nida is a classic example of something which, at times is usher. But that's not an Isser Olam. That's an Isser that at times is Paka. Wow, which means when it comes to this Rav Eshes Av, if indeed it's similar to Nida, that means we're talking about the Isra of Eshes Av, which at times yes, at times no. What do you mean Eshes Av at times yes and times no? You know what the answer is? Because Eshes Av min ha'av, at times yes, at times no. Typically it's Aser, but b'makom yibum, it's a mitzvah rabba. It's mutter and it's a mitzvah. So that's an incredible comparison. What's true of Nida is a classic model of not of an Isra Olam, but something where at times yes, at times no. That's true when it comes to Eshesach as well. And Yibum. Yeshuach Miachdav is only Eshesach Min Ha'av. In other words, the Torah Sekonim writes explicitly that the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that describes the Isra of Eshesach is only Eshesach Min Ha'av. Only Eshesach Min Ha'av. Wow. Ooh. That's a stira. A stira between what and what? A stira between what and what? You know what I'll tell you between what and what? It's a stira between a braisa and Yavamas and Daphne and a Torah's Kohenim. What do I have to talk about that base for? No? It's a stira between Daphne, a braisa, and the Torah's Kohenim, your base ches. The braisa is clear, explicit, that the iser of Eshesach applies ben mena ben mena, and that's a Gemara. And the Torah's Kohenim says, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. It only applies in a case of mena av and not benaim. That's an incredible kasha. What does that have to do with Beis Amin Aleph? No? If I was asking the kasha, you know how I would ask the kasha? That there is a stira gluya between a braisa and daphne hay and a Torah's Kohenim. How do you resolve that kasha? You know who asked that kasha? The Ravid. The Ravid on the Torah's Kohenim. The Ravid there on the Torah's Kohenim. The Torah's Kohenim seems to imply that Eshesach min ha'eim is mutter, and it's a braisa mefureshes that Eshesach min ha'eim is aser. That's the kasha. The Ravid doesn't mention anything about that base. Anything about that base. And the Ravid gives a couple of terutzim. You know what the Ravid writes? The Ravid says, Enoch inami. Trei tanayin inu. The Rabbi's first teretz is, this is a machlokes tanayim. A machlokes between the Brais and Yavamas and Afnanei and the Torah's Kohenim, Yud Beis Ches. Whether the Isra of Eshesach is limited to Min Ha'av or whether it applies Min Ha'ayim. Well, that's very, very heavy. This is a machlokes tanayim. A machlokes tanayim. Wow. Or the Ravid writes Acharifus, a second teretz. You know what his second teretz is? Ilu lo nemar. Wow. You know what Ilan Ara means? If I only had Parshas Kedoshim, that's what I would have said. That Torah's Kohenim is all Havim. If I only had Parshas Kedoshim, I would have said the fact that the Torah seems to align Eshes Av with Nida would seem to apply we're only talking about Eshes Av Min Ha'av. Min Ha'av. Min Ha'av. No? Oh, wow. And that's why the Torah presents it in Parshas Achrimos, Stam, to tell you that is not true. That is not true. That's what the Ravid writes. Ilu lo nemar kama. If the Torah wouldn't have said what it does in Parshas Achrimos, and I only would have had Parshas Kedoshim, Hayisi Omer, I would have said that the Isser is Dafka, Eshes Achiv Me'avid and not Bimo. But Achshav, now that I have Baruch Hashem, Parshas Achrimos, I'm not going to make that mistake. Well, that's the Ravid. I want you to take a look at the Hagos Agra, right, and the Torah's Kohenim, where the Hagos Agra has a completely different girsa in the Torah's Kohenim, where the Torah's Kohenim says exactly the opposite, that despite the fact that the Torah says Nidahi, that does not mean that the parsha is only referring to Eshesach min ha'av, because this sort of Eshesach applies ben min ha'av and ben min ha'av. Well, okay. That I would tell you is the most straightforward way of presenting this. A braisa, seemingly against the Torah's Kohenim. And I will tell you three possibilities, two in the Ravid, one in the Gom. Either, you know what, machlokes, or Havaminu, Ilu lo nemar, or as the Gaon writes, a very different gears in Doras Kohanim, and everyone agrees. Everyone agrees it's us. Everyone agrees it's us. Let's talk about our Tosas. You ready? You ready? Why does Tosas feel that our mission is so important? And why does Tosas say, whoa, mashma from the Mishnah, and now we really have a problem? And if you didn't have the Mishnah, if the Mishnah wouldn't say, I wouldn't have a problem, I still have a problem. I have a brisa against the Torah's Kohanim, I have a major problem. Why does Tosas say, you know what, this whole problem is based on a diuk in the Mishnah? Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? So I'll tell you the following, what is Tosas' Kiddush. You ready? Why does Tosas say Mishnah, Mishnah, Mishnah? What's the added element of our Mishnah? Okay, maybe you could have told me very, very simply. You know what? If the Torah's Kohanim is against a Braisa, okay, okay. If the Torah's Kohanim is against a Mishnah, that's worse. That's kind of worse. No? You don't expect a question to be raised from a Braisa if it's a Mishnah Mefureshes. No? A Braisa, okay, you know what? Yeah, the Braisa, no finami, that, you know what? This reflects different deos. But surprising, maybe surprising that Rebbe would incorporate this in a Mishnah if this is, what do you mean, flies in the face of a Torah's Kohanim. Okay, so maybe the reason Tosas is so interested in telling you that our Mishnah is because it's not just a Braisa, it's also a Mishnah, and therefore, okay. Now I'm going to tell you what could be a bombshell. You ready? Who says there's any contradiction at all, between the Braisa and Afnane and the Torah's Kohanim? Who says there's any, what do you mean? It's a stiriglia. Wait a second. What does the Braisa say in Afnane? The Braisa says, when you look in Parshas Achrimos, the Pasuk says, Eish Yisach Stam, and Eish Yisach Stam means Minav and Minayim. Okay. And the Torah's Kohanim says, neither, that's not true. Mastiriglia, not a stiriglia. What's the difference between Parshas Achrimos and Parshas Kedoshim? Parshas Achrimos is the Parsha of the Azhara. The Azhara, the Isser. And Parshas Kedoshim is the Onesh. Is the Onesh. So you know what I'm going to tell you? They're best friends. They're fully compatible. The Isser Lav of Eish Yisach applies Ben Min Ha'av, Ben Minayim. That's an Issa Daraisa. That's an Issa Daraisa of Parshas Achrimos. But Parshas Kedoshim, the Isser Kares of Aririm Hu is limited to Nidahi Eish Yisach Min Ha'av, and not Min Ha'im. Why is that a stira? Usser, but no Kares. There's an Isser in Parshas Achrimos. That's what Parshas Achrimos is. An Isser Lav. There's an Isser Lav that applies to both cases of Eish Yisach, whether it's Min Ha'av, whether it's Min Ha'im. But the Torah's Kohanim now goes a step further and says, but when it comes to the Chiyuv Kares, that's not true. Oh, so you know what I'll tell you? If it was only a problem of Daf Nun Hei in the Torah's Kohanim, you know what I would say? I can easily resolve that, right? One person said Usser, one person said no Kares. Is that a stira? There are hundreds of mitzvahs in the Torah that are Usser and there's no Chiyuv Kares. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says it's Usser. The Gemara doesn't say it often here, Chiyuv Kares. The Gemara says the Pasuk, and Parshas Achrimos embraces Eish Yisach Min Ha'av and Eish Yisach Min Ha'im. And there's a Pasuk of Arim Yu, is Nidahi. Okay. So there's an Isser. That's an easy resolution. That is the Chiddush of Tosas. That could be a beautiful teretz to resolve a stira between Dafna Nei and the Torah's Kohanim. But there's a problem here, no? Because Tosas, Mashma Hacha, Deish Yisachid Mi'imo, Yish Bokaris. Woo, woo. That teretz you're going to suggest
that teres that you're going to suggest, of course there's an iser, but there's no kares. That Tosu says does not fit very well with the Mishnah, because the Gemara Daphne and Hage says it's aser. I could have navigated that, but it's mashma from our Mishnah that there's a chi of kares. There's a chi of kares. Wow. Now I have a real problem on my hands. I can't just simply say the obvious answer, aser, but no kares, because mashma. But no, Eish HaSafim or Yeshua Kareis. That Tosus says is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's why this Tosus is here. And then Daf Nuneh. No? Daf Nuneh I could resolve. But Daf Beis, you know, that's problematic. That's problematic. Whoop. So let me ask you another question. Mashma. Where do you see that? Where do you see that? Where do you see, where's the implication in our Mishnah? Eish HaSafim was Aser? I know it's Aser. No. Our Mishnah implies it's more than that. It's a Chiyuv Kares. Because if all it said was Aser, I'm good to go. That's my Teretz. Aser Bli Kares. No, you can't say that in the Mishnah. You can't say that in the Mishnah. How does Tosus know that you can't say that in the Mishnah? No, Tosus says the following, because what do you mean? Take a look at the Sugya Nachav. Take a look at the Sugya Nachav. Ooh, now this gets complicated, no? Because if there is no kares, and all it is an Isra Lav, really, there's no Yibum? And no Chalitza? If you're dealing with an Isra Kares, I understand that Yibum can only be Dolchid Isra Kares of Eishasach, but not any other Arayas. And therefore, Yibum is Dolchid Eishasach Min Ha'av, but not Eishasach Min Ha'im. But if you're going to suggest that Eishasach min ha'ein, there is no kares. It just simply means there's a lot, and that's the meaning of that Gemara. I'm going to tell you a major problem. Because what happens in a case where there's Yibum and there's Nisulav of Chavi Lavin? You know what the halacha is? If something is just a lav, whoa. You know what the halacha is? That Choletzes ve'enu misyavenes. There's chalitza, but there's no yibum. And I'll tell you a step further. Midaraisa, there is yibum. There is yibum. If the only impediment is an isser lav. For example, Yivam Ostachav, a kohen dies without any children. The chash of a brother is a kohen gadol. The brother is a kohen gadol. You know what? This brother got married, he's a Kohen, and he died soon thereafter, after Erisin, before Nisuin. That woman is an Almana, but she's a Basula. She's an Almana, but she's a Basula. For the Kohen Gadol to perform Yibum, wait a second, Eish HaSach, Yibum's Doch Eish HaSach. But a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. That's an Isser Lav. The Gemara says, yeah, but I can simply apply the principle of Asid HaKalos HaSeh. Let the mitzvah of Yibum be docha the Isser Lav of Amana LeKohen Gadol. If the brother was fully married and then he died, that would be more problematic, because she would not only be an Amana, she would be a Ba'ula, not a Basula. That's a Lav and an Esay. Yivam HaStachav. Ein Esay HaKalos HaSeh. Besay. But in a case where soon after that Erisin he died, you know what? Why not apply the principle of Esedot? You know, see what the Gemara says? Stunning. You're right. There should be Yibum. If something is an Isser Mitzvah, that's a Mishnah. Or an Isser Kedusha. If something would be an Isser Mitzvah, an Isser Drabana, Mitzvah Yishmael Rechamim. Or something would be an Isser Kedusha, it means an Isser Lav because of Kedusha. You have a Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol, therefore there's an additional Lav. We apply the principle of Esedot Kalos HaSeh. And there would be Yibum. The Gemara says, Midrabananat. Because you know what Esed HaKalos HaSeh would mean? Do Yibum, Yivamo Yavaleha. But now you have to get divorced. Because Esed HaKalos HaSeh is only as good as the Mitzvah HaSeh. So the Biri shown is a Mitzvah of Yibum. But beyond that, there's no Mitzvah HaSeh. So you know what? That would be the Din Daraisa, Yivamo Yavaleha, and now divorced. Tosis even goes a step further. We wouldn't even allow a full birishona. We would only allow that which is necessary for the mitzvah of Yibum, which is tchilas bia. Tchilas bia. We would only allow tchilas bia and then see after you get divorced. So midrabanan, the Chachamim said, no, that's not appropriate. A maisa bia and then divorce, gazru, birishona to birishniya. So what does that mean? If you're dealing with chai ve'lavim, midaraisa there is Yibum. Midrabanan there is no Yibum. Midaraisa there is chalitza. You with me now? Oh. So if you're going to suggest, my teretz, that you know what? Of course there's an issa when it comes to Eisha Sachim Yibo, that's only an issa lav. It's not an issa kares. That would be a great teretz to resolve a stira between Daf Nun Hei and a Torah's Kohanim. But that's not going to help with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, if you have a case of Eisha Sachiv Me'imo, there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. If there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, you know what that seems to indicate? We're not dealing with an Isser Lav, we're dealing with an Isser Kares. An Isser Kares. Whoa! In an Isser Kares, there's no Yibum, no Chalitza. Oh, so that's what Tosa says. That Mashma, you see from our Mishnah, where in the Mishnah? The fact that the Mishnah says there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza, that not just this is Aser, but there's a Chiyuv Kares. And if there's a Chiyuv Kares, wow, that flies in the face then of the Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim. Well, let me tell you a diuk, which, interesting, no? What's the raya that there's a Chiyuv Kares? Because there's no Chalitza. There's no Chalitza. But what about the following raya? I want you to think about this now. Chamesh Esrei Nashim. Good, good, good. Potros. Saroseihen. What's the raya that there's Nisar Kares? Tosa says, you know what the raya is? Line 2 of the Mishnah, no? Min ha-chalitza, min ha-yibum. The fact that you're potter min ha-chalitza, that's a raya that there's Nisar Kares. You know, now I'm going to argue. I have a raya from line 1. I have a raya from line 1. A better raya, no? I have a raya from Tzoroseihen. Tzoroseihen. Let's say, for example, that case of Amon HaLakoyin or Chavilav. There's a Ptur Tzoros. Chavilav generates a Ptur Tzoros. You know what the answer is? No. No. Oh, so, you know what I would have said? I would have said, like Tosus, you know what? It's Mashma from the Mishnah that there's a Chi of Kares. And what's the raya from the Mishnah? Oh, because the Mishnah says Choletzes. No, no, I would have said, before you get to Choletzes, no? Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Sarosehen. That is a raya. That you're dealing with an Issa Kares, not just dealing with an Issa Lav. No? That, I think, is a more granular question. But that's something which I think is handy. For example, I wanted you to see that Rambam. Hilchos Yibum, Peragav HaLachachav. The Rambam writes the following. You know what? A guy dies, and he has multiple wives. And one of the wives is usher to the avam, either as nisar drabanan, shnius narayos, or as chayv elavim. Or as chayv elavim. Oh, so, you know what the Rambam writes? Hare, sarasa, muteres. That Yavam does not marry the problematic wife. He'll marry the other wife. What about a Ptur Tzaros? There's no Ptur Tzaros when it comes to Chai V'Lavim. So I would have said the following. Okay, I'm going to agree with Tosus. But I am still bothered that, you know, why does Tosus have to say the Raya comes from the case of Chalitza? Why can't one argue, ooh, maybe the Raya is earlier. So maybe I'm going to tell you, maybe Ptur Tzaros is not a raya. Maybe the raya is chalitza. Maybe the Ptur Tzaros is not a raya. Why exactly would that be? Why would that be? The Gemara says on Daf Yud Aleph as follows. Let's say you have a case. Ooh. Amrei Avinu Marav. Sarasota. You have a woman who is a sota vadai. A woman who is a sota vadai is usher to her husband. If the husband dies without any children, there's no yibum. Not only is there no yibum, but there's a tur tzaras. Saras sota asura. Yud Aleph Min Aleph, no? Rabbi Namarav. Saras sota asura. Wow. I'm going to ask you the following question. Why is that exactly? A woman is a sota vada. She's forbidden to her husband. That's Nisar Karis. That's a Chiyuv Misa. This woman is a sota vadai. She's asur labal. A woman is neshes isha zimsa. No, she's asur labal, laboel ulatruma. No? A woman violated nisra veshes isha. She's usher to her husband, she's usher to the guy who she was mezana with. And you know what? And if she had a schus to eat truma, she can no longer eat truma. That's kares. That's not kares. That's only an Isser Lav. And yet, Sara Sota Asura. Whoa. Can an Isser Lav generate up towards Saras? You know what the answer is? I don't know exactly, no? In a case of a man l'kohen gadol l'chav, in a sulav does not create up to a tzaros. In the case of Daf Yud Aleph, tzaras sota asura. Then there is up to a tzaros. Well, wait a second. They're both chayvei lavim. There's an iser lav for a kohen gadol to marry an amana. There's an Isser Lav of a Sota Lavala. And it's fascinating. When it comes to an Isser Lav, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Why? Why exactly? The Gemara tells us a stunning Kiddush. Because when it comes to the case of Sota, you know what the Pasuk says? V'nistra v'hi nitma'a. V'hi nitma'a. You know what nitma'a means? Tumak sivba ka'arayos. That's fascinating. Usually the Torah uses the term of tuma when it comes to an iser erva. Here, all of a sudden, when it comes to an iser lav, sota lavala, the Torah uses the term v'nistra v'imei tuma. Wow. So the Gemara says something which is stunning. That even though a sota lavala is an iser lav, but it's an Isser Lav of Arayos. Tumak Sivba Karayos. It's part of Al Titamu B'chol Eile. The Yikra Yilches. Let's say a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana. That's an Isser Lav. That's terrible. But that is not Arayos. That is Shar Yisuri Bia. So sometimes, sometimes you can have an Isser Lav, which is an expansion of Arayos. And sometimes you can have an Isser Lav, which is an independent Isser Bia, but is not part of Gilei Arayos. An Amana to Kohen Gadol is Nisser Erva. That's not an Isser Erva, that's Nisser Kedusha. A Kohen Gadol has a certain Kedusha that's not appropriate for a Kohen Gadol to marry. Okay, you know, a Yisrael marries a Manzeres. That's not inappropriate. That's not Arayos. Sota.
Salta is Tuma Ksiv Bakarayos. This woman who is Asura Alabal as a result of an Ishis Ishizinsa, Tuma Ksiv Bakarayos. So I'm going to tell you a very, very fascinating Chiddush. Can Chayvei Lavin generate a Ptur Tzaros? See what I'm going to tell you? It depends. It depends. If it's Isurei Bia, whoa, I'm going to tell you certainly not. Certainly not. But if it is the quality of an Isur Lav, which is part of the Parsha Sarayos, then I'm going to tell you this. Then I'm going to tell you this. So you know what I'm going to tell you now? You ready? You ready for like the bombshell? Now, let's assume as follows. My teres I suggested before. Great. Parsha Sarfemos is an Isur Lav. It's an Isur Lav. Parshas Kedoshim is Kares. And there's no Stira. There's no Stira. What's wrong with saying there's Nisr Lav, there's no Kares? You're right, there is no stira between Nun Hei and the Torah's Konim. Nun Hei, Aser, Torah's Konim, there's no Kares. Good, good, good. Ooh, but that doesn't fit so in our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, it's Mashma, that there's a Chiyuv Kares. How is it Mashma there's a Chiyuv Kares? Oh, so I said, I have a great raya, line one in the Mishnah. Tzaros. Why doesn't Tosa say that? No? Tosa says the raya is line two, Chalitza. No. Why isn't the raya Tzaros? Let me ask you. Eish esachiv mi'imo. Let's assume it's only in Isur Lav. Would you compare that to Aman v'Kohen Gadol? Or would you compare that to Sota? Sota is an Isur Erva. Aman l'Kohen Gadol is an independent act of Isurei Bia. Nothing to do with Kurva. After Kohen Gadol has a Kedusha, there's certain people that are off limits. L'may nafka mina. Whether it is one or the other, you know, that nafka mina is a Ptur Tzaros. So you ready for the finish? Even if Eish Esachiv Mi'imo, there is no Issur Kares, Nidei, it's only an Issur Lav. You know what I'm going to tell you? It's a Lav in the Parsha Sarayos. It's a Lav in the Parsha Vachremos. It's a Lav in the Parsha Vachrayos. Which means it's the type of Lav similar to Sota, which is Tumak Siba Karayos. Which would mean, even if all there is an Isur Lav, there could very well be a Ptur Tzaros. Whoa. So you know what I'm going to tell you? Ooh, my Diyukin Tosus. That's why Tosus doesn't bring a Raya from line one of the Mishnah. I'll prove to you there's an Isur Kares because it says there's a Ptur Tzaros. No. It can be an Isur Lav and there'll still be a Ptur Tzaros. You'll tell me Aman l'Kohen Gadol is not true. I'll tell you, yeah, but Sota is true. You know, tell me, what's the difference between Sota and Sota Amana? Because Sota is Tumak Siba Karayos. You know what I'm going to tell you? Eish Esachiv Mi'imo, even if there's no Kares, is Tumak Siba Karayos. Because the Torah lists it and it tells us. Now, Tumak Siba. Whoa. That's why there's no riot from the Torah. That's a pretty heavy diuk, no? Oh, but Tosa says there is a raya from Chalitza. There is a raya from Chalitza. Oh, the fact that we insist on Chalitza, and the fact that the Mishnah says there is no Chalitza, that should be an indicator that there's a Chiyuv Kares. Whoa, is that so obvious? Is that so obvious? Maybe I could go out on a limb and say the next step as well. That typically speaking, when it comes to Chavei Lavim, there's no Yuba, there is Chalitza.
Yeah, but that's only true in a case like Avamano Kohen Gadol. But in a case of anything which is in the Parsha of Arayos, maybe there'll be no chalitz as well. Tosus does not assume that. Tosus says the fact that there is no chalitza, that's a rayu muchachas that there must be kares. That's a rayu muchachas that there must be kares. Wow, wow. Okay, whoa, whoa. So, what determines the tosaros? What exactly determines the fact that there's no yibum? What determines the fact that there is or is not chalitza? Kares, lav, or it depends arayos, not arayos. Now, that I will tell you where the hidden chedushim of this tosis. Now, so this is kind of just building the structure. Now, I want you to take a look at that testament Aleph. Tosus has an incredible Tzarechim, and I want you to take a look, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, I wrote the Ramakom as the Ritva is very exclusive. Tosus is bothered by the following. There's a Mishnah later, Daf Mentes, that discusses Mamzerus. Izo Mamzer. You know, Mamzerus obviously means that there was some Isuribia, and the child was born, the child is a Mamzer. What caliber of Isur do you need in order to create Mamzerus? So I want you to take a look, Memtes, the Mishnah of the Gemara, there are five shittas. Ezo Mamzer. I'll tell you something everybody will agree to. Let's see a deal with the Chiyuv Misa. Eishas Ish is Nisar Misa. A woman is Mizana. Eishas Ish is a Chiyuv Misa. Misa. Guess what? The Vlad is a Mamzer. What happens if it's not a Chiyuv Misa? What happens if it's Nisar Kares? Is the Vlad a Mamzer as a result of Nisar Kares? What happens if it's not an Issa Kares? It's an illicit relationship, but it's an Issa Lav. Or maybe one could distinguish different types of Issa Lavim. What happens if something is just an essay? An essay. When it comes to a mitzri, what does the Torah tell us? You know, a mitzri converts, Dor Shlishi Yava. The third generation can marry in. A person who goes and marries, that mitzri is. Guess what? It's an essay. Dor Shlishi Yava. Can an essay create mamzerus? You know, guess what? There are five shittas in Tanaim. What creates mamzerus? Extreme, yikatsa lakatsa, tari, you need a chiyuv misa, or even an essay. Maybe any illicit relationship can result in mamzerus, or no, only something like a chiyuv, we happen to paskin, misa or karis. That creates mamzerus. But Rabbi Akiva holds that you can create mamzerus even through chavil avim. If the Torah says no, and you do so, the vlad is impaired. The vlad is a mamzer. Even chavil avim. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. In Rabbi Akiva's great chiddush, ein kedushin tofsin b'chavil avim. Oh, there's no tfisas kedushin. We suggested before, that's not, we don't assume the melacha. We assume lo yikach when it comes to chavilava means they're married, but it's a relationship. Lo yikach when it comes to kares and misa means no issues. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion of ein kedushin tofsin b'chavilava. So Tosus now on that test, that's the background, raises a critical issue. What is Rabbi Akiva's shita when it comes to yibum? Would there be Yibum in Chavil Avim? On the one hand, Rabbi Kiva's sheet is there's no Tfisa Skudushin when it comes to Lavim. Rabbi Kiva maintains there's Mamzerus when it comes to Chavil Avim. But there's a principle of Esti Dokolos Haseh. Can the mitzvah of Yibum be Doche Chavil Avim according to Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva maintains that Chavil Avim
There's no Tfisas Kedushin in the Vlad HaZemanos. That's the Tosis in that person. Okay, so we'll have to pick up. But I want you to chazer these marmakomos, chazer the structure, go to another Tosis, right? Very, very, there's more than meets the eye. No? The Tosis, no. Mashma. You know, like, you'll sleep over that. No, mashma. You know, like, mashma. It's like a marmakomos. No, mashma. No? And that, I think, is part of what underlies the sikkim. Okay, this is somewhat technical. I want you to chazer. That's a shmukha kapanos.